How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com, and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the Privileged Psychic Arts License through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chancing Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
How do you let people know about your amazing app, book, or website? The answer is post-launch. More than search engine optimization and marketing, and more than social media postings, post-launch offers the latest cutting-edge solutions in web presence marketing. The web is crucial to your success. There are literally hundreds of places to manage your brand online, and post-launch knows them all. They promote a compelling online social media platform through dozens of today's hottest web venues. Postlaunch initiates the web presence you need for success. Postlaunch will organize the best media campaign for what you want to promote. You will be a force on the internet, and you will get the attention your hard work deserves. The countdown to your successful liftoff is with Postlaunch. For priority service, tell them Mona sent me. Call 702-800-2131. That's 702-800-2131. Or go to postlaunch.co.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate and thought-provoking. The Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
You've tuned into Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you each weekday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. Call in now to ask Mona your most pressing and personal question at 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Now from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View.
Well, good morning, everybody. Happy Monday. Thank you so much for taking the time to tune into the program. And as I do every morning, as we draw out our vibration of the week, is the key word on this card is patience. In traditional tarot, it's a card that's called the Seven of Pentacles. And it shows a farmer leaning on his staff looking at what's growing on a bush. All right. In my deck, it's called patience. The key word for this card is patience. And what it actually means is productively waiting for what you know you've prepared for to happen, all right? So productively waiting means doing all of those things that help create flow into your life. One of the things that I always like to instruct people is that every morning that you should wake up, face east, hold your arms wide above your head and say, I'm open to my blessings, all right? And in addition to being open to your blessings, if something happens that seems to be presented right in your path, accept it, all right? I have to tell you, this happened to me yesterday. Went to the movies and went to see A Most Wanted Man, which it was okay. Out of 5 stars, I would give it 3 stars. Philip Seymour Hoffman, I went to see it because it was his last movie role. He was wonderful in it, especially the last few minutes. But I wanted to tell you, it was probably not my favorite film. But Anyway, besides that, so there I was, about to go in and meet a friend for a movie, and I locked my car, and I looked down, and here it is in this parking lot. I looked down, and there's a ring. Now, at first glance, it just looked like, you know, something from the old bottle top, sort of. And I picked it up, and it's this little ring. It's nothing expensive, all right? It's just this little ring, little silver ring with, like, little white crystals in it. But I took it as a sign to be open to what's just being presented to me, all right? So I'm encouraging all of you to be open to the signs of what's just being presented to you, because everything happens for a reason, all right? And as my dear friend, I'm repeating what my dear friend Erica said last week. She's a regular caller into the program. What goes around comes around. So you can't keep putting out wonderful goodwill into the universe with not expecting it to come back. And then you need to be open for it to come back, but be willing to wait for your amazing effort to come to fruition. So I'm going to go to the calls. There's somebody here from the 575 area code. Hello, 575. Who's this?
Hi, this is Tammy.
Hi, Tammy. What's your question?
I just have a quick question. I'm working on this photo project, and I've had the privilege of giving this business a partnership opportunity in this photo project, and I was just curious what insight that you could give me where this is going and what's going to make it a good partnership.
Okay, because I'm not getting good cards connected with that. So let me tell you the cards I am getting, because if you were asking me a yes or no question, I would say no. All right?
Okay.
If you were asking me, is this a good project, I would say no. And I'll tell you why I'm saying that. You have a card here where you're going into a period of no compromise. So it's very important that whoever you're going to be working with, that you check their background, that you check and make sure that they really are people of their word. All right? Then the next card you have here shows it represents you, that you really want to grow and bloom and get this moving. And then the next card is this person that is offering the partnership. He's coming up, is it a he?
Yes.
Okay, he's coming up reversed. And it's almost as though he's trying to use you for direction in some way. All right? Then you have there's a card of great pain here. It's in traditional tarot, and you could actually look up this meaning. You could look up this meaning on the internet. It's the Ten of Swords, all right? It's like one of the worst sword cards you can get. It literally talks about being betrayed and stabbed in the back and kind of left to be in pain, pretty much. And then the last card talks about you don't know the person well enough to actually be going into partnership. It's a card of illusions. It's a card, in that card is the Seven of Cups, all right? So you have this great painful card, the Ten of Swords, followed by the Seven of Cups, which is, it's sort of delusions of grandeur.
Okay.
I mean, if I were to sum up that card in one little phrase, delusions of grandeur. And what these two cards are saying together connected with this man is that this man in some weird way is looking to you for focus but may not have the wherewithal, the money, the resources, the connections that you need to take this to the next level. So what I would do is ask him for proof or ask him for a down payment before you do anything.
Okay,
because what I'm getting here is that you are going into no compromise. This is your period of no compromise. You are not going to sell yourself short. And you know what? I've been in business, and I want to just tell you this real quick. I've been in business in Vegas, legally licensed as a psychic, which means I've gone through a criminal background investigation to have this license, okay?
Right.
You would not believe the amount of people that come to me and say, oh, well, can you come and do this for free? It'd be a great way for you to get your name out there.
Right.
All right. And I have a feeling that that may be what's going on here with you, is that this person is sort of...
No. I'm sorry, but you're right, you know, but this person that was treating me this way, he's gone by the wayside. I showed him the door.
I'm so proud of you.
I have this new person that I talked with yesterday. His name is Pete, and I was just curious, did I make a better choice?
Okay, well, the vibration is from this nanosecond forward, all right? So
okay.
I'm not sure if Pete is the right choice either. So the only way that I can get any kind of credential for you is if you say to Pete, well, it's going to be some time and effort and expense on my part for me to get started on this project for you. I need a deposit of, say, $500.
Okay.
All right. If he balks, if he goes into that kind of vibration, not the right person to work with.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for checking in.
Thank you, ma'am.
All right, see you later. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I've got somebody here from the 304 area code. Hello, 304.
Hello.
Who's this?
This is Shantae.
Hi, Shantae. What's your question?
I just lost it. I was just wondering if I could get, like, just a general reading of what you see, good, bad.
Okay, that's why people actually call me for a full session.
Okay.
So I need a specific question.
Okay. Let's see. Can I do like a spirit? Is there anything like my spirits are saying for me?
Okay, that's a full reading too. You're trying to get me to give you all kind of time when I'm only supposed to spend a couple minutes with you. So I need a specific question about a specific subject.
Okay. Career-wise?
Perfect.
That's
a great question.
Okay.
All right, hold on. Let me see what the cards want to talk to you career-wise. You have the number 9 repeating 3 times in your reading. What it's saying is that you need to avoid careers that make you feel like you're sort of living a slow death. And I know that sounds like an obvious thing to say, but it seems like you keep going into jobs that are sort of robbing your spirit, all right? So what I want you to do instead is, if money was not an issue, what would you do to earn money? Okay, what would you do to fill up your time if money was not an issue? That's what you need to think about. Because according to what your cards are saying is these 3 number 9 cards, the first one talks about you're not afraid of hard work, but you want to have your work have a purpose. The next card is talking about embracing a brand new career, so something that your background actually qualifies you for, but it's in a whole different direction. Then you have a card that talks about lighting the way for others. So it may be that part of your career is to help people get to a better place. And then you have a card here that talks about being offered a job. And the timing on this is within the next 4 months, but it could happen as quickly as the next 4 weeks, that there is a new opportunity being presented to you that allows you to go in a completely different direction, but your current skills actually qualify you for. So what kind of work have you done in the past?
I really don't have, like, a really good background work history, just, like, odds and end jobs. But now I'm leaning towards Reiki.
Okay. What it's saying here is that until you can get yourself some sort of credential that you can introduce the Reiki. For example, one of my most favorite people that happens to know Reiki is also a licensed massage therapist. And people don't realize why it seems that they feel so much better after they've had a session with her. And it's because she naturally does Reiki on each of her clients. So
okay.
What I'm getting then, and probably the thing that you want to consider, is finding yourself some form of being able to attract a quote regular income with the fact of you being studying Reiki as part of it. Like, I know someone that is she does facials, but she also is a Reiki master.
Okay.
So what it's saying is that you might need to invest in some sort of mainstream type career in addition to the fact that you do Reiki.
Okay.
Because
okay.
what it's saying is you're doing it the hard way right now. You're kind of throwing it out there to the universe that, oh, just bring me Reiki clients. And the universe is going, well, no, because some Reiki clients don't know that they really need Reiki.
Right. Okay.
You see what I'm saying? So
yeah.
even if you got, but what it's saying is that I mean, I know someone who is an RN. Registered nurse, Reiki master. People just seem to be healed quicker around her for some weird reason, but that she never has to worry about money. So her Reiki work is literally her love work.
Right.
Do you see what I mean? So that's what I'm getting for you. I hope that helps you out.
Okay. So keep looking for something else other than just Reiki.
Well,
like
what
maybe
it's
massage
saying,
therapy?
Well, what it's saying is that you don't have anything that you're doing out there that could actually attract your Reiki clients except the Reiki clients you've already done.
Okay.
So you need to have some way to feed into that business where you can actually say to somebody, oh, by the way, I also do some energy work, which is maybe why your massage sessions cost a little bit more than most people. I'm just using that as an example. So I hope that helps.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
All right.
See
thank
you later.
You both.
Okay, bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 949 area code. Hello, 949. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Dee Dee.
Hi, Dee Dee. What's your question?
Lately, my daughter has been very distant. And I am wondering if you can see what's going on with her. I don't know if she's depressed or I'm not exactly sure what's going on. She's kind of distanced herself from me lately.
Well, she's distanced herself, according to this, from a lot of people.
Yeah, kind of
not
seems
just
that
you.
Way.
So
right.
Here's the thing. The only thing that you can do, because people get in their little weird circle sometimes. They just kind of want to step back. The only thing you can do is send her a message that says, I'm here for you, and I'm always going to be here for you. So today, go to the Hallmark store, find a squishy, I love you, you're my favorite kind of card, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And then handwrite, I'm always here for you. Love, Mom.
Mm-hmm.
And send it to her. Now, if you also think she might be having money problems, right, it wouldn't be a bad idea for you to go and get a gift card to a grocery store and send it to her.
Well, she still lives with us. She's 17. And
okay.
We have been experiencing money problems, but I don't know if that's, what's bothering her or if it's, do you see anything in specific?
Go to the Hallmark store and get that card and leave it in her room. That's the first thing, okay? Leave that on her pillow, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Then the next thing you do is you have to realize that she doesn't know what she really wants to do with her life.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are, about to be a legal adult, and we don't know what to do with our life, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So the thing is that she may be also feeling pressure about what to do as a grown-up.
Mm-hmm.
Some kids get really depressed when they get really close to being 18. They just get
mm-hmm.
depressed. And this is actually more of a question for a therapist or a school counselor than it is for a psychic. So one of the things you may want to do is call her school counselor and say, my daughter seems to be kind of down lately. And I've been doing these things to try and reach her, but it feels like we're not connecting. So
right.
You could actually talk to the school counselor without even letting your daughter know that you're talking to the school counselor, and just get some advice from them. Because what I'm seeing is she does turn it around. She's just not sure what she wants to do with her life. Now, I tell you, according to the cards here, she's a natural healer.
Yeah, okay.
And
she's
so,
thinking what, well, I'm sorry to interrupt, but she loves animals, and I was trying to point her, you know, in a direction of maybe becoming a vet tech, a veterinarian, marine biology, something like that. And I just, you know, I've been kind of trying to get her excited about something, and it's just, it falls on deaf ears.
Well, here's part of the problem is that she knows that you guys are having money issues. So she's wondering if she's going to actually be able to go to a college that she would be accepted for because of money. Well, that's where your help can step in, and you can start looking for grants. You know, it's saying here that she probably has the grades and the aptitude to be considered for a grant or a scholarship. But I have to tell you, I'm seeing her more healing with humans than animals. So you can say to her, you know, honey, have you ever thought about being an RN? You're smart enough. Mm-hmm. It's one of those kind of careers that can never be outsourced. Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
You will always be able to make a decent living by being an RN, and you're smart enough.
Right.
Okay. So just this would be a time where you start explaining to her or recognizing in her the gifts that you see in her.
I know. I've been trying to do that. It's just that she doesn't listen to me, and I get frustrated. Her grandfather has offered to pay for college for her. So, I don't want to waste grandpa's money.
That's great news, Dee Dee, because what I'm getting for her is that, see, she's getting a little depressed because she has to make a decision. All right. You could actually ask her the question. How are you doing, honey? And if she goes, oh, fine, say, well, because sometimes I get the feeling that you're a little worried about what you're going to do about your career. And just see if she responds to that. And if she gives you the big passive aggressive shrug of the shoulders thing, then now's not the time to pursue it.
Okay.
So she's going into her senior year, right?
Yeah, and all of her friends are touring colleges, and you know, and I'm trying to do the same thing, but she just she brushes it off whenever I want to talk about it. And I think she's just depressed because her friends all have a direction, and, well, they seem to anyway, and they have parents that have a lot of money that, you know, have been to college. Now my husband and I have not.
This
is a whole new thing for us, so we're trying to catch on. But I mean, we're new to this whole thing, and we're just trying to figure it all out. And,
well, what I would do is I would ask her. First of all, I would reach out to her counselor and say it seems as though my daughter is. I know that she wants to do something meaningful in her life, and we think that she'd be great working with animals or even becoming an RN. But she just doesn't seem to have that direction. So one of the things you might want to ask the counselor is if the counselor has an aptitude test that she can take. Of what she'd naturally be good at. Now, this is a great distraction. The other cool thing is if the counselor doesn't have access to something like that, you might want to see if the Sylvan Learning Center around you has an aptitude test that you can actually take your daughter to take.
Oh, okay.
And then here's the other thing I would say to her, and this is probably the most effective thing you can say. Honey, you are talented at so many things. And, you know, the wonderful thing is you're talented at really so many things. But probably the hardest thing is to decide on one.
Okay.
So say that to her, because you don't actually she doesn't have to respond to that. But she will absorb the idea that you are being understanding and compassionate to her.
Okay.
All right, my friend.
Okay.
Let me know what happens.
I will. Thank you very much.
Okay, see you later. All right, bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, you guys, hang in there. I will be right back.
You need help. You need answers. And I'm considering my next movie role. You can consult Mystic Mona's app Vice Wisdom that gives me great advice for all my important meetings. I wish I had Vice Wisdom when I was tempted by my housekeeper. Ah, but the past is the past. I'm back in the movie biz now, and all is good. Go to DiceWisdom.com. Go on, you know you want to. Do it now!
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com, and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the Privileged Psychic Arts License through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chanting Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
All right, and we're back. I have somebody here from the 716 area code. Let's get you on the air.
Hi.
Hello, 716. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Lisa Marie.
Hi, Lisa Marie. What's your question?
My question is, what do you see as far as relationship-wise for me?
All right, let's see. Well, there is this really, I want to say, sort of egotistical guy, either in your life right now or about to come into your life. Do you recognize him?
What do you mean, like someone that thinks they're...
Yeah, they think they're all that in a bag of chips.
Yeah, I was just going to say someone that thinks they're pretty much all that. Yeah, I have one like that, but it seems like it's a tainted relationship with him.
Okay, because here's this card of being aware that there's this man that's sort of all that in a bag of chips, all right? This guy that's
okay.
Sort of a, he considers himself to be a pretty good catch, all right? There's him, there's this awareness that you're incredibly drawn to him. And then the three cards after that talk about as long as you put him in the spotlight, you have his undivided attention. But sometimes he makes you sad because he's so direct.
Right.
Okay. And if you can get past the idea that he's not being direct to hurt you, he's being direct because that's how he communicates, then you can actually have a new beginning with this guy.
Well, what if he spends no time with me, spends all the time with his friends, and he spends no time with his daughter and just out with his friends every day and just no affection, nothing?
Okay, here's the thing. He's coming up in your cards favorably. This is a guy,
mm-hmm.
So it may not be him. It could be another guy that's kind of like
it. Oh, yeah, I was thinking maybe it was someone else.
All right, well, what I'm getting is that this guy is the one that I'm seeing for you
mm-hmm.
is somebody that he's got his stuff together. He sort of lives life by his own rules, which
okay.
sounds very much like the guy you've been dating.
Okay.
But the thing is that part of the reason why he may not spend as much time with you as you'd like him to is that
mm-hmm.
he, for the most part, and this is going to sound weird, for the most part,
okay.
he doesn't like the way women communicate with him.
Okay.
And the reason he doesn't like the way most women communicate with him is because they're not direct enough for him.
Okay.
Okay. So the more direct you are, like you don't give a crap whether he calls you or not, like when he goes, oh, sorry, I got something going on with Bruce or whatever the dude's name is, say, okay, whatever, I have something else to go to anyway.
Right.
So the thing is that it shouldn't be, in my opinion, though, it shouldn't be that much work. But what the catalyst of this man is teaching you that you can't be manipulative or secretive or too flirty in order to get a guy's attention. You've just got to be
right.
yourself in a very honest,
right.
straightforward kind of way. And that's how
okay.
you're going to attract the next guy.
Okay.
All right. I hope that helps. Thanks, Lisa Marie.
Thank you.
See you later.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Yep, see you later.
All right. I've got somebody here from the 215 area code. Hello, 215. Who's this?
Hi, how you doing? My name is Susan.
Hi, Susan. What's your question?
My question is, they sell drugs on my street. Is there any way that this is going to come to an end soon? Or, I mean, the cops have been called, and when you talk to a cop, they say everything's being watched or whatever. But this has been ongoing for a year now.
Okay. What your cards are saying is the only way that you're going to clean up the neighborhood is if you not only approach your, you've already approached the police department, but now it might be time to go to your councilman or assemblyman.
I've done that too.
Okay. Well, saying that the more politically involved you get, the quicker it's going to happen that you're going to be able to get people to stop doing that. However, what it's also saying here is that sometimes in neighborhoods where the rent is a little lower than some other places, what mm-hmm. happens is that as soon as you get rid of one, you know, group of folks, then another whole group of drug dealers come in.
I understand all that, but like now I feel threatened. You know, I live by myself, and like 2 nights ago, this girl, I mean, she's young, so I can't do but so much. I don't want to go to jail because she's young, but I mean, throw stones at my dog, or, you know, when I tell the cops, they say, you know, well, she's a little crazy, but I mean, what next? Is she going to hurt somebody or possibly hurt me?
Susan, what I'm getting with you is that your environment has become unbearable. That's what your cards mm-hmm. are saying, that your environment has become unbearable. And what it's saying is that maybe part of the reason it's become unbearable for you is that it would be time for you to move.
I would love to do that. I really would. I would do it tomorrow if I had the money.
Okay, but what I'm telling you is that sometimes the universe presents us with what we don't want, specifically mm-hmm. so we are forced to make a change. There's a friend of mine that has gone through an incredible amount of chaos in the last year, mm-hmm. and she mm-hmm. finally realized that she didn't have to be in the chaos anymore. She could literally go to another space, and that what I'd like you to do, Susan, is concentrate on how you can get your butt out of there, as opposed to trying to change an entire culture that's around you that has become a money-making proposition for a lot of people. And it always makes me wonder if there is something going on in the community where you are, where somebody is getting paid to look the other way.
Oh, I agree with you. Sometimes I wonder, you know, but I mean, that's so hard to prove, you know.
I understand, but here's what it's saying, is that it may be time for you to, okay, there's in every city, if you dial 211, it's a community resource line. And okay. what you may be able to do by dialing that number is say, look, I need to move to another place, but this is all I can afford for rent. Can you help me find a place that I can get that kind of a rent situation? It may also mean, Susan, that you decide to move closer to family and that you live with family for a while. But what I'm getting here is that you can't tolerate this environment anymore, and you should not have to tolerate mm-hmm. this environment.
Okay.
All right, my friend. I hope that helps.
Why, thank you very much. Have a blessed
All right.
day.
See you later. Bye. Mm-hmm. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 361 area code. Let me get you on the air. Hi, 361. Hi. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Tammy.
Hi. What's your question for me?
Yes, I wanted to ask you about my husband's and my finances. It's been pretty bad for the last 3 or 4 months. Do you see anything happening, you know, to where whatever negativity is around us? Because he's stopped. It's just been, you know, really stressful.
Okay. So I don't see this big rush of like lottery winnings coming at you. But what I am seeing here is a stronger spiritual alignment. And what that means is that getting yourself involved with, you have the card of going back to church, which is why I'm actually saying this sort of spiritual groundedness. Do you and your husband mm-hmm. regularly go to church?
Yes, we do.
Okay, like
and
every Sunday?
And we meditate every morning, every Sunday. Okay. And we, you know,
okay,
meditate together every morning.
Okay, so there should be some spiritual leader at your church, either your priest or your minister or your pastor that you can talk to. And one of the things
mm-hmm.
that I would like you to do, I would like you to do this, is to make an appointment with your pastor to talk to him, all right?
Okay.
And when you sit down and talk to him, I want you to say, we have really been experiencing some major money issues. And
okay.
I want to know if you know of any company that's connected with the church that's looking to hire people.
Okay.
All right? Because what it's saying is that you or and or your husband may be either getting extra work through something that your priest or minister or pastor suggests to you.
Okay.
Because what your cards are literally saying is turn to a source higher than you in spirit to draw to
okay.
you more money, all right, more more resources to be much more comfortable financially.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
So I hope that helps.
It makes. Thank you so much, darling.
All
have
right.
A great
thanks for
week.
Calling. See you later.
We'll see
okay,
you
bye.
Later. Bye.
All right, you guys. So, you know, I do this program Monday through Friday at 9 a.m., and I have a bunch of you on hold that are just listening to the program. And since my program is designed for live calls, if I'm going to give you a second or two here to queue up to see if you want to ask me a question. But, you know, the reason I do this program every day at 9 a.m. is that some people call me for a question or they call me to book a reading and they can't afford to actually spend the money to have a reading with me. That's why I do this program, is so people can call and ask their question and I can give them a little groundedness without cost to them. So since it looks like I've gone through all of the calls today, I'm going to go ahead and end the program, and I'll be back live tomorrow. Thank you so much for your time, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. If you'd like to be considered for an extended reading on her program, please like the Mystic Mona page on Facebook. Mona will randomly choose one of her fans for this special on-air session. You can follow Mona's radio announcements on Twitter by following Psychic View or The Mystic Mona. Indicate Psychic View as a favorite on Blog Talk and be notified of Mona's special programs. Tune in to Psychic View each weekday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time and call in to ask your question. Psychic View is brought to you on Blog Talk Radio for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for Las Vegas trade shows, VIP parties, and special events. Phone sessions are also available by appointment. You may contact Mona by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Or by going to her website at mysticmona.com. Thank you for sharing your morning with Mona. And remember, Psychic View, because the present moment is the gift.